Hello, this is the exotics vet, Al speaking.
Yeah, hi, Sarah Kershaw. You've got Telly down there at the moment, my little budgie with the collar.
Yeah.
I just spoke to Mum. She said that you said to come pick him up because he's fine. You said with the weight he's 38. He was 38 without the collar. So with the collar being 38, that's
concerning. The collar, is like really, really light foam.
Okay.
And did you guys weigh him?
He was weighed by Vanessa on Saturday as 38.
Yeah. So I've just got Dr. Brock here, so he can kind of go through that with you guys. But, yeah, it is a really light material. So just bear with me. I'll pop you on hold and Dr. Brock can speak to you.
Thank you. Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I just had a question regarding Kelly that we dropped down. We're just told just to weigh him, which is fine, but he's saying his current weight is 38, but that's with the collar, and he was 38 on Saturday without the collar.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't think it even weighs like 1 gram, this collar. It's just I think they call it insulation, like pipe insulation material.
Yeah.
It's mostly just air, really, so... Look, I'm not too worried. Like, you know, if he goes down to 37, 36, you know, we think he might not be eating enough, but like his feces here, honestly, there's food in them, you know, and that's it. Like, it only takes 4 hours to come through. So he's definitely...
Okay. Cause the thing is, we've been watching him and he's not been pooing often, and that was kind of, and we hadn't seen him actually go and eat.
Yep.
So that was kind of the concern that we had.
Yeah, I'll just put some millet sprigs in with him, but I would try millet
sprigs. He doesn't like millet. He's not going to eat them.
Interesting. But yeah, I would just move the food and water wads up to him, like on the where his perch sits. Have you moved them higher up for him?
There's a few we've put around. He's gone down to the water. I've seen him do that, but we might, because that's not the cage that he's in is not his actual cage. That's just his travel cage.
Yeah.
We can probably see what we can do about getting them up higher. But, yeah, he just doesn't seem to – like, usually the seed treat thing that's clicked in there, he would usually demolish that. That's his, like, favourite thing in the whole world.
Yeah, yep.
So the fact that he's not really going for that, even above even his normal seed, was a bit kind of concerning, and that's what we kind of thought. And we hadn't seen him poo a lot.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, well,
but if you guys are comfortable with it, that's fine. It's just that we just don't know, and they're just so delicate, and, you know, they can drop weight so quickly.
Yeah, look. If he loses weight tomorrow, I think we'll take it off and we'll try and figure something else out. But that's it. Like, you know, if he's not going to cope with the collar, he's not going to cope with the wound. Like, there's probably not a lot we could do besides give him like heavy, heavy drugs to just bog him out of his mind. But you know, like all these animals, they're just depressed with the collar. You know, and that's why we never like placing them. So, you know, I mean, I would think he'd be hungry enough. I think we just have to be, just like put it in a different angle or something to see if it can help him, like maybe just put it upside down or something as well, like different, you know, honey treats and sticks and things, because sometimes they can't dip their head down sometimes as well, but
because I guess that's what we were kind of dropping him off for, is just to kind of like get him observed to make sure. But if you have seen him eating,
only a little bit, not too much, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does fine. He's just sometimes they just throw a bit of a hissy fit. The budgies can starve themselves, but usually just when we change their diet. But I would just be going by his weight in the morning. But yeah, his feces do look okay, and he has had a few feces around his bum that still have feces on them. He might just be squatting properly. So, but yeah, if you just weigh him every morning, keep 37, 38 grams in mind. He should hopefully be around that.
Okay.
But yeah. But yeah, we haven't changed his seed or anything recently.
No, it's exactly the same. Exactly the same as what he was eating, you know, 2 days ago.
Cool. Yeah, I would just try and hang up some, honey sticks or, millet sticks or whatever.
Yeah, like I said, he doesn't eat millet. He's not interested. I'd be surprised the ones you put there that he went anywhere near them.
Mm. Well, yeah, well, just a little wheel then. It'll be fine. But just try a couple of things. Like, you know, I think you'll find it'd be okay. But just use his weight. That'll be really important for sure. But I wouldn't think the collar even weighs like 1 gram, honestly. It's like, it's like air, honestly.
Yeah, I was just, because it's just got all the tape and stuff around it, that's all. But yeah, no, like I said, I was just trying to, just a bit confused because we were so worried about him. And like I said, hoping to get him observed to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're looking at him all the time. He's just depressed, you know, but that's it. Like, just use the weight But he's still the same weight, so I'm not going to be too worried just yet. But if he drops more weight, I'll be worried then for sure.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll come and get him.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.